In case you haven't heard, President Trump has proposed a 2018 budget that could reduce funding for most civilian agencies, in some cases by double-digit amounts. Our next guest wonders if the president sufficiently thought through, carefully enough, whether agencies would still be able to carry out their missions. Bob Tobias is a professor in the Key Executive Management Program at American University. He spoke about this with Federal News Radio's Eric White.
I think the main takeaway for me is that although many indicate that we ought to run the government like a business, this budget does not reflect that policy or that predisposition. For example, if you were in the private sector and you wanted to have the significant budget cuts that the president proposed, the first thing you would do is look out across your organization to eliminate redundant programs and or maybe conduct a reorganization. Now, the president has ordered that be done, but after he already made the decision to make the cuts. And the second thing you might do is to analyze which of your organizations were being efficient and effective and which were actually delivering what taxpayers want. But no such analysis was conducted, only a decision to cut. So this approach of running the government like a business has certainly been abandoned as this budget has been created.
With the structure of the budget process, is it even possible to take those steps that you mentioned?
It certainly is possible to take those steps. I mean, I would consider any chief executive officer, and that's certainly what the president is, chief executive officer of the executive branch, to do that kind of an analysis before announcing budget cuts. For example, FEMA, the disaster relief agency's budget was cut by $667 million, including the mitigation grants to communities, which risks another Katrina. So clearly, the thought of the impact of that budget cut on taxpayers was not taken into account. Or the IRS budget, which was cut by $239 billion, is going to decrease the amount of money collected and make it much more difficult for those taxpayers who want to file correctly to get someone on the phone at the IRS to give them appropriate advice. So again, the kind of analysis that would be logically necessary before imposing cuts was not done.
So listening to OMB Director Mick Mulvaney, he was talking about how they want to have more of a results-oriented look at programs. What kind of results could you see from programs like FEMA or IRS? I mean, you know, is it kind of hard to gauge that sort of thing? So maybe, you know, it just needs money. It doesn't need, you know, an actual process of taking a look at how well it's working?
Well, so what we have is the OMB director using the language of analysis. That is, I want to look at results, but not conducting the analysis to determine whether results would occur or whether results would not occur with budget cuts. Now, I suggest to you, if funding to local governments is not provided, the risk of another Katrina is significantly increased. Now, if that's the output that you want, fine, but make that decision and announce it.
We're speaking with Bob Tobias. He's a professor of Key Executive Leadership Programs at American University. What are some other areas that you saw in your analysis where these budget cuts could potentially affect the results of agency programs?
Well, I think it's all across the government. There were slashes to existing budgets. So every single government program on the books today is there because Congress put it there. And maybe it's outmoded, maybe it's outdated, maybe it ought to be eliminated, but it shouldn't be indiscriminately slashed without the kind of analysis that any good business person would make.
And coming from the business background, I mean, you know, does this speak well to what we can look forward to in the budget processing coming up, you know, in the coming years of the Trump administration?
I don't think so. I think the decision to made was based on campaign promises, not on budget analysis. So to implement the campaign promises, the budget cuts were made without studying the impact on the ability of agencies to deliver to the taxpayers who expect delivery of federal government programs.
And coming from the other side, what are the steps that need to be taken when, you know, because sometimes money is just implemented into programs and, you know, whether it's people sometimes say it's arbitrary or not, how do you look at that standpoint and, you know, say, oh, well, if money needs to, if we need more money, this is what it's going to be used for?
Well, certainly the president says, has made a political decision to build a wall along the southern border. Now, that's not a question of a budgetary analysis. He made the decision based on a political promise. Now, that's one thing, but cutting the IRS, making it more difficult for people who want to pay, who want to file their returns accurately and get advice from the IRS, now that's quite something different.
And so what's your take on what will happen when this budget goes to Congress and they start debating it?
It's really unclear to me. The early discussion is that Congress has declared, or many in Congress, not Congress in general, but many in Congress declared the budget dead on arrival. But I have no idea what that means in terms of rejecting in whole or in part what the president has proposed.
Do you think that people or detractors of the budget would be more agreeable or keep a better open mind if there was those descriptions that you mentioned in the first part of the interview about how, you know, if he laid out line by line what, you know, what are the effects of these cuts will actually be?
I think so. I think if they were actually laid out, it would be transparent to the public. It would be transparent to what the impact of these actually are. And right now, it's not. There's no, you know, the president's budget was produced, but as he described it, it's a skinny budget. But it's not skinny in terms of the cuts proposed.
We're speaking with Bob Tobias, professor of key executive leadership programs at American University. So what's your predictions for what the upcoming budget process will entail for everybody?
I think it's going to be very difficult because not only is the 2018 budget proposing significant cuts, but the 2017 continuing resolution budget, it also has significant reductions included. And so both of these budgets are going to have to be considered in the very near future. I think the continuing resolution runs out on April 28th.
Correct, yes.
So both of these are going to have to be considered, and neither of them provide the data I suggest is needed to make decisions.
Bob Tobias is a professor in the Key Executive Management Program at American University. We'll post a link to this interview and to all of our budget coverage at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.